Hello, hello. Before we get into the show, it's time to sell out just a little bit. Look, the first 100 apps were free, but, you know, it's high time Daddy Wet is being a little bit, you know? So we've been tossing around different companies to get involved with and decided on one that I actually use and love. That is Skillshare. I'm such a massive fan of this service. I'd been toying with the idea of signing up for months and finally pulled the trigger. Honestly, my only regret is that I didn't do it sooner. Personally, I've been taking classes on Photoshop, video editing, and how to grow a YouTube channel. I mean, it's basically a must for anyone attempting to make waves in these internet streets. All classes are learn at your own pace. You can pause, rewind, or come back to an important section at any time in the future. And if creating stuff for the internet isn't exactly your thing, it's perfect for adding value to your regular job or teaching you the tools to find a better one. They really do have something for everyone. So use our link in the episode description and you will get a 1 month free trial. This immediately gives you access to as many classes as you want during this month and there are no restrictions. Now, let's get to that thing we call a show. How you doing, buddy?
Oh, man. I am doing great. And I've noticed, I don't know if it's indicative of the weather or that we're on video now, but like we're cleaned up today. We're not sleeveless. We're not sleeveless today. We're like cleaned up. Yeah. I love it.
I mean, I took a shower for like the first time in 2 months the other day. So
I usually roll into the pod wearing a sleeveless shirt that I had worn like 3 hours ago from my sweaty ass workout or a hike or something. But today I'm like, no hat. My hair is coiffed.
Yeah.
Looking
sharp.
I'm doing great though, man. How about you?
Yeah. I mean, I got the sleeves on because I've been under the weather. So this is my flu gauge. I got another COVID booster, and those things just knocked me on my butt.
Oh, my God. I'm due for a new one. But, yeah, when I got my booster, whew, it knocked my ass out. I was in bed all day for at least a day, maybe a day and a half, but a solid 24 hours. I was like in bed drinking Gatorade and like sleeping off and on.
Yeah, they've all done it to me. The first two rounds of the regular and this is my second booster, I believe. And so, yeah, same thing.
Yeah, oof.
But
oof.
I planned for it. I got that on Saturday. But yeah, we're gonna power through. Do something a little different today because instead of doing a movie, we're supposed to have a guest on, but we keep running into issues. Either our side, his side, both sides. Like it's been a mess. So
it's tough. It's tough when you're getting more than two people in the same Zoom or Skype room.
Yeah, from three different time zones. Like
it's tough.
Yeah, it's nobody's fault. It's just the way it is. And
life shit.
We will have him on. But today, our feature presentation will be a little something different. We are going to debate each of our call on the best year for action movies. What we think is the preeminent number one. What had the most bangers?
Once you told me yours already, I haven't told you mine, I don't think. Maybe I did, but yours is like, I'm already anticipating defeat here.
yeah, we'll have to throw a poll up and everything and do all that.
Yeah,
again.
For sure.
Maybe I can win this one for once.
But yeah, I'm really excited. I mean, a lot of them aren't necessarily critical darlings, but they like mean a lot to me personally.
Right.
But then a lot of them are bangers. I did 12 because you said you did 12. So I did 12. And then I also did some honorable mention years. If we have time, we can throw that in
perfect.
Too.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Before we get into that, what have you been watching, reading, seeing, doing this week?
Honestly, the most recent thing I watched, I watched Werewolf at Night. Did you watch that on Disney Plus? Werewolf by Night,
yeah.
Werewolf by Night, sorry. I liked it a lot. I mean, I still haven't finished it yet. I'm about three quarters of the way through. But Gael Garcia Bernal is awesome.
So good.
He is so good. And I had no idea about this story. I didn't know it was a comic. I didn't know it was part of the Marvel Universe. Also, I didn't know it was directed by Michael Giacchino, who is a huge composer, you know, composed the most recent Batman movie, does a lot of Pixar movies. He's like the, like, awesome composer. It's like him, Hans Zimmer, and like John Williams. They're like the dudes. Yeah. But yeah, I really, really like it. I need to finish it.
Yeah, I was pleasantly surprised by it too, because it it's kind of horror, the horror genre, and it's made to look like almost like something you'd see Elvira introduce, like black and white, and like
an old Universal monster movie, like Dracula or Frankenstein or something. Yeah,
yeah, I thought it was really well done as well. Really enjoyed it. I hope that they do some more of these, like. They call it like a special presentation, I believe.
Yeah. Why not?
Yeah.
Why not? You know, if they're trying to build the universe and branch out and do different things, this is the perfect opportunity.
Yeah. Cause we don't always need like 6 to 8 episodes of something. Like, and this was a perfect example of it. We didn't need
it.
Anymore.
Was an hour.
It was exactly what we needed to tell the story they were trying to tell. It was great. So hopefully they do a little more of that. With Phase 4 coming to an end, which I was actually just on a show called Seismic Cinema, where we talked all about Phase 4. I believe it just came out today, so check that out.
Oh, nice. Check that out. But that's kind of it of note for me. What about you? What have you been watching, reading, seeing, doing?
Not a lot. Andor, of course, has still been great. Andy Serkis is just the best. I won't get into any spoilers on that, but I think there's maybe like 2 episodes left.
Okay.
And then I went and saw Black Panther Wakanda Forever this weekend.
Oh, thoughts?
Okay, so I liked it. Mm-hmm. It is 2 hours and 40 minutes, and it feels every single minute of that.
Yeah, God, that's fucking very long.
It's a little too long. I'm not exactly sure what you cut, but Letitia Wright is, man, she like carries that movie. I didn't know a lot about her. Like, she was great in the first one and everything, but she was a supporting character, you know?
Yeah, she's great. She's very good.
She's so good. And Angela Bassett is awesome in this, too. Like, between the two of them, they really carry this movie. And I wasn't necessarily surprised, but it was like, oh, wow, like, you got a lot more chops than I thought. Because there's a lot of emotional, obviously emotional stuff going on. And, like, she plays a leading actor, you know, and perfectly. It's great. I was very surprised because I just didn't know enough about her. Like, not that I doubted anyone's talent, but.
Right. That's something I need to make an effort to go see in the theater, because I saw the first one in the theater and I had such a great experience. And, you know, I know this is huge because, you know, we lost Chadwick and that was so devastating. Not just to Marvel fans, but to anybody who loves movies, and he was just such an incredible artist, and was just seemed like such a really great person, and to the fact that he didn't tell anybody of his illness until he was already gone was just unfathomable.
Yeah.
Unfathomable.
Yep. I think they did a really good job with his passing. Like, a lot of why it had to be longer was to deal with all that, which totally understand. So none of that aspect, I thought, needed to go. I thought that was all great. Done as well as you can, because, I mean, you know.
Yeah.
You got to keep the story going, but you want to be respectful to the actor, the family, and, you know, everything like that. I think they did a good job.
Totally.
Because they basically just made it, like, I don't think this is a spoiler because it happened in the first, like, everyone knows he's not in the movie. But it's basically he goes from an illness that, like, he didn't tell anyone about. So it's almost exactly what actually happened. I think they did a good job with it, though. I did like it. Sets up a lot of stuff. The guy who plays Namor is great. So looking forward to what comes next with
all of that. Oh, okay. I got to check it out.
Yeah, definitely worth checking out. Go see it. But that's about all I got. You want to get into this?
Let's do it.
All right, then let's get into our feature presentation.
And now, our feature presentation.
Best year for action movies. Which one do you have? 80s, 90s, 2000s? What are we going with?
You want me to go first?
Yeah, let's throw each of our years out first, and then we can go one for one back and forth, maybe. I didn't exactly rank them, but...
Okay. Okay, I said 1991.
Okay, and I assume there was at least one, like, standout movie that brought you there.
Oh, yeah. That's kind of exactly what I did. I was like, okay, what are some of my all-time favorites? And then I kind of jumped around those years. And then, yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly what I did. And then I would kind of just... Well. Because for me, I went with 1987 because, of course, RoboCop.
Of course. Yeah, of course.
Then I didn't really realize how many other bangers were that year.
That's the thing. It's like, I think my number one banger is the top tier, but then all the other ones, I'm like, these are great. But I looked at 87. I'm like, ugh,
yeah. Cause not only was my favorite movie of all time in there, there's two others that are in my top five, at least top 10, top five of all time.
Yeah.
I didn't even realize that's the year they came out. I'm not great with dates.
Yeah. No, with movie dates, me neither. Unless it's a really huge, you know, important movie, like, you know, 1999, The Matrix and Fight Club came out that year, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah. But I was thinking that I might go like off script and it wasn't even going to be an 80s year, that it might be something like that, because I knew there were so many great movies that came out in like the late 90s one year. But then once I started looking, I was like, nah, this is it.
Yeah. Well, should we go one for one?
Yeah. Let's, I know we each have a bunch. I have a number of movies on here that I haven't actually seen.
Oh, okay.
But as I kept going, I was like, oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. This.
Yep. Yep. I'll save my like big bangers to the end. So I'll start with my little baby bangers. What? Perfect. What?
Like, maybe I don't like that.
No. The little bangers. I don't know. I don't know. I'm going to stop.
Keep digging.
Keep digging my hole. My foot is surgically in my mouth now. So 1991, looking through the list, Ninja Turtles 2, Secret of the Ooze.
Ooh.
Oh. directed by Michael Pressman, some dude. 35 from the critics, 68 from the audience. But Ninja Rap, Vanilla Ice, I loved the Turtles. And anybody of our generation who didn't love the Turtles, like, what were you doing?
Yeah.
What were you doing?
What were you spending your time on?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's my first 91 banger.
Okay. So I'm going to go with a couple real quick that I haven't actually seen.
Yeah.
One being from July 1st, 1987, Interspace.
Oh, Joe Dante,
Dennis Quaid, Martin Short, Meg Ryan. I've never seen this. 82% from the critics, 65% from the audience. Have you seen this?
Yes. Oh, yes, I have. They're scientists and they're in a ship and they make the ship go really tiny and they go inside the human body. It's awesome.
Like an episode of Magic School Bus. And it's a Joe Dante movie.
Yeah. Except you don't have Miss Frizzle yelling at everybody.
Well, that's why it's only an 82%, I guess.
Yeah. But I love that movie. That is a great, great movie. Highly recommend it.
Yeah, I need to see that. There's another one here that I believe we tossed around doing once a little. August 7th, Masters of the Universe.
Oh, Dolph.
Yeah.
Dolph.
And one, and I haven't seen that yet. Another one I've seen, I didn't realize this was even a remake with Denzel. Man on Fire.
Oh, yeah. Isn't it, like, is it a foreign film?
I'm not exactly sure. I didn't really recognize much about it other than it looked like the same main character's name and everything. So I think it's at least a similar plot.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Nice. I have... Would you consider City Slickers an action movie?
For what we do, yeah. We've really... Yeah. It's basically like if anyone gets up off the couch and does anything, like, you can fit it into action.
Yeah. Well, I've got City Slickers, yeah,
they rustle some cattle and whatnot. Yeah.
They're
riding horses. You're riding a horse.
And shooting guns and stuff.
I think that's fine.
Another movie I loved as a kid, The Rocketeer.
Oh, yeah.
That was a fun one. Joe Johnston directed it, by the way. He directed a lot of huge movies from our childhood. Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, Jumanji, so many.
Yep,
so many.
He did the first Captain America, which I think is an underrated movie.
Oh, yes, of course. The first Avenger, right?
Yeah, I believe he was like an effects guy, like working, like he started like on Star Wars with like ILM and all that, like with Lucas.
I believe it.
And then eventually, I don't know if it was Lucas himself or someone there was just like, how about you like try directing because you're really good at all this other stuff. So.
And I mean, he made some big, huge, successful, awesome movies.
Yeah, I don't think he gets enough credit. I think he's a good director.
What's another one? New Jack City. Have you ever seen that one with Wesley Snipes?
No, I haven't.
Oh, it's great. Directed by Mario Van Peebles, 77% from the critics, 80% from the audience. It's like the first big movie that made Wesley Snipes like a star.
Yeah.
It was just it was one of his first star making vehicles. It's a tough, tough movie. It's really great. What else do I have on here? Hot Shots.
Hot Shots. Remember Charlie Hot Sheen. Shots?
Charlie Sheen, Cary Elwes is in the first one as well. It's more so like kind of spoofing Top Gun, whereas the second one is kind of more spoofing like Rambo and stuff. But it's still those kind of spoof movies. They got really oversaturated and kind of dumb. But like Airplane, Naked Gun,
the
Hot
Zucker
Shots,
Brothers and all those.
Yeah, the Zucker Brothers. I thought those were so funny.
Yeah, I mean, there's a couple of reasons why they don't really work anymore. One, we have the internet, and like anything you parody has been done to death through Twitter or Instagram or whatever by the time it takes to get a movie out. So you can't do anything that's like in the zeitgeist like immediately. And then the other is people looked at it and took the wrong thing from it. It's like, yeah, these are really dumb, silly jokes, but they're not dumb. There's thought and intelligence put into the stupid, silly gags. I think people took the wrong thing from that. It's like, oh, we can just be stupid and like with no point. And that's when you get like Meet the Spartans and all those garbage, terrible movies.
It's like, look at all the old, really incredible comedy writers. They're geniuses as well. Mel Brooks, Albert Brooks.
Albert Brooks, underrated.
Yeah, underrated. Defending Your Life.
Very good movie.
Oh, incredible movie. I saw it for the first time ever, I think, last year. And Haley and I watched it, and we were like, how did this slip through our fingers? This movie is amazing.
It's so good.
Yeah, it's so great. What's another one you have on your list?
A couple more I had that I haven't seen. Have you seen Extreme Prejudice? With Nick Nolte,
no.
Powers Booth, Michael Ironside, Rip Torn, Clancy Brown.
Holy
directed
shit.
Directed by Walter Hill.
What a cast and what a director. I'm adding that to my list. We should watch that for sure.
100%. And then one more, not a good movie, but Death Wish 4. The Crackdown.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Death Wish movies. Charles Bronson just killing people indiscriminately. just a vigilante.
Oh, of course. Oh, Extreme Prejudice. Sorry, I was just looking at this. We're definitely adding that to our list.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. For sure.
What's another one I have?
Yeah.
let's see, Backdraft.
Oh, the firefighter movie. That's great.
Yeah. Ron Howard directed it, which is crazy.
Oh, I didn't remember that.
Yeah. 75 from the audience and from the critics.
Yeah, it's a solid movie, if I remember.
Solid movie. Kurt Russell. Which Baldwin is it? It's not Alec. I think it's Billy Baldwin. Billy Baldwin. Yeah, that one's really great. One that we've done on our show, The Last Boy Scout.
Oh, I directed love by, that movie so much.
Oh, it's awesome. Directed Tony Scott.
I have a Tony Scott movie on here, too.
Oh, what's your Tony Scott movie?
Beverly Hills Cop 2. Eddie Murphy, Judd Reinhold, Ronnie Cox, Brigitte Nielsen. I mean.
The first and second one are awesome. The third one, not so much.
I was surprised by, because I remember liking the second one. I haven't seen it in a while.
Yeah, but I loved the second
46
one.
46 from the critics, that didn't really shock me, but 57 from the audience.
Yeah, huh.
I mean.
Haters.
Yeah, weird. Very strange.
Haters.
Haters, exactly.
Haters. This one is a huge one from my childhood and a movie that I still love dearly, which is Hook.
Robin Williams.
Great. Hook is so good.
Rufio.
29% from the critics, but 76% from the audience, directed by Steven Spielberg. Dustin Hoffman is Captain Hook. Robin Williams as an old Peter Pan. What's his name? Absurd. Bob Hoskins.
Like, it's poorly insane. Made movie, and that's like not what 29% should be, you know?
It's not. It's a movie made by Steven fucking Spielberg about Peter Pan starring Robin Williams and Dustin Hoffman. Yeah, but
I don't give a shit about Peter Pan, but it was a different take on it, and it was interesting.
Yeah, and it's just an incredible movie. Oh, yeah, Julia Roberts played Tinkerbell.
Yeah, I was just trying to think who was Tinkerbell. I knew it was somebody.
Yeah, Bob Hoskins is Smee.
Oh, I love Bob Hoskins.
One of my favorite little bits in that movie is, remember when Robin Williams is in disguise and he gets caught by Hook, and Hook is like, you sold me out. You sold me out. And Robin Williams is like, me, not me. And he goes, no, you. And it's this man with like a gray, short, curly hair and a gray beard. He's like, put him in the boo box. And he's like, not the boo box, not the boo box. And they put him in the boo box with scorpions and shit.
Yeah, that, you know, always who freaked me out.
You know who that was?
Who?
Glenn Close.
What?
Yeah, that was Glenn Close.
What?
Yeah.
How?
I know. I don't know. I learned it recently, and I was like, "This, of course, that's amazing."
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that always terrified me as a kid.
Oh, the boo box? Because scorpions? I don't think I've ever actually seen a scorpion in real life. Maybe at the zoo, like in the bug area. I don't know, but
yeah, I feel but like only like tiny ones, and it might. And I think it was dead. Ugh.
You got another one?
I'm gonna get into some of the meat of it. I guess this is the one last one that's well known, but not necessarily a good movie. Over the Top, February 13th.
Oh yeah, critics, I still 49 like...
from the audience, a little Sylvester Stallone and Robert Loggia. A movie about arm wrestling. Absurd.
Arm wrestling and truck driving.
Yeah. That's the one I've been wanting to do at some point, and we will.
I loved it. I loved it.
I'm not sure I've ever actually seen it all the way through.
Oh, man. It's something. It is something. Oh, God. We have to watch that one. Man, Stallone made some fucking wild movies in the 80s. Like, the fact that he made a movie solely about arm wrestling.
Insane.
Oh,
insane.
Like, did you see that article I sent you the other day about him basically saying during, was it Rambo 3 or Rambo 4, that he was on speed the whole time and he was all fucked up on speed? And he's like, I'm surprised that movie even got finished. I was so messed up on speed.
It had to have been 3, because 4 was actually good.
Oh, yeah, 3. It was 3.
Yeah, because 4 was just called, like, Rambo or something, right? I think he directed it, and that was actually a pretty good movie.
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah. Let's see. What's one I have on here, too? Oh, Double Impact, where Jean-Claude plays twins. Oh, have you ever seen that one?
I think I have, yeah. A long time ago. Jean-Claude Van Damme.
I'm going to get into the meat of mine, so I want to hear some meat from you.
Okay. So there's two movies on here that we've already done. I'll save those for towards the end. But The Untouchables, June 3rd. 89 from the audience, directed by Brian De Palma, Kevin Costner, Sean Connery, Robert De Niro, Andy Garcia. I mean, come on.
Oh, that is a great movie. When was the last time you saw that one?
Oh, it's been since I was young. So definitely need to do that one again at some point.
Yeah, it is a blast of a movie. Anything with the mob, I love.
Same.
And De Niro plays a fucking crazy Al Capone, like beating a dude with a baseball to death with a baseball bat at the dinner table. I love that movie. So good. Yeah,
great. Great stuff. And De Palma, of course.
Mm-hmm. Well, since you have two to get into the meat of, I'll do one last one before I get into the meat of mine, which is Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves. Starring Kevin Costner, 51 from the critics, 71 from the audience. Might be one of my favorite villains ever, which is the infamous rest in peace Alan Rickman playing the sheriff of Nottingham. He's like, I'll take his heart out with a spoon. And he even said in interviews, he's like, it wasn't a great movie, but I had a fucking blast.
What was the song that went along with that?
Bryan Adams.
Yeah.
Everything I do, I do it for you.
I was blanking. I knew it was something ridiculous like that. Perfect.
Yeah, and it's just, it's not the best movie in the world, but I remember watching it a lot as a kid, and it's just so ridiculous. And even, look, I watched it as an adult, and Kevin Costner's like, oh, England, my home. And it's just like, you're from Iowa, man.
Not even attempt. I like when they don't even attempt an accent. Like Connery and Highlander, he's supposed to be like a dude from Spain, and he's just all Scottish as hell.
Yeah, isn't he like Spanish and Egyptian? And he's like, all right, there, laddie.
Yeah, he's not even making an effort, and I kind of respect that.
Yeah, it's called the paycheck.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, what's your meat?
Okay, the real meat of this, one we haven't done and one I haven't seen in a while, the original Lethal Weapon. 80% from the critics, 86% awesome. From the audience. Richard Donner, awesome. Danny Glover, Mel Gibson, Gary Busey. I mean, come on.
Yeah, that movie, I feel like I watch that movie once every couple of years just because it's such a great movie. And it's, I mean, technically it's a Christmas movie because it takes place during Christmas. We know Shane Black loves him some Christmas. Yeah,
he does.
So,
Real quick for Robin Hood. Did you see, I can't remember the name of it, but the Taron Egerton, Jamie Foxx.
Yeah, I think it's just called Robin Hood, isn't it?
It's something like that. Yeah, mm-hmm. I can't remember.
I did not.
It's not a good movie, but I kind of like that movie, and I'd like to do that at some point.
Yeah, of course.
They have, like, automatic, like machine gun, like, arrows. Like, it's ridiculous and over the top, but I don't know.
I'm down.
I love Taron Egerton.
I'm down. He's Fox great. Gore.
He's, yeah. But
well, you know that he is there's a lot of rumors going around that he met with Kevin Feige and talked about playing Wolverine.
I think he could do it. Like,
I think he could too. I think he'd be really great.
Yeah, it's tough to replace someone like that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we've heard a lot of rumors of different actors here and there, and I've never been like, oh yeah, that would be great. And he's mm-hmm. the only one I'm like, you know what? I think he could do it.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. So it's just called Robin Hood.
Yeah, it is.
And it's on HBO Max if we want to do that soon.
I really enjoy it. It's silly. It's just silly fun.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Silly fun. Let's see. So you've got that. I've got Point Break.
Oh, Oh, Point Break.
70% from the critics, 79% from the audience, directed by Catherine Bigelow. We know who the cast is. It was one of our first episodes. Keanu Reeves, Patrick Swayze.
Our good boy, Mr. Lawton Stefanik.
Mr. Lawton Stefanik. It was so long. We had so much to say. It was a two-part episode. It was the introduction of our scene read. Yep. Thank you to Lawton for that, because that was all his idea.
Absolutely.
Let's hear what you got. What's your main? Are you at your main yet?
Yeah, I have like three big ones here.
All right, let's hear it.
I'll start with one that is one of my favorites. I don't feel like it's enough shine. Mm-hmm. The Running Man from November 13th. Basically
so great.
Today, almost.
Oh, so great.
67 from the critics, 60 from the audience. Directed by Paul Michael Glazer, starring Arnold Schwarzenegger, Richard Dawson, Jim Brown, Jesse Ventura. Oh, I love Richard Dawson in that.
Killian. He's so good. And I showed it to Haley recently because we were swapping movies where like we'd watch a movie that she loved and we'd watch a movie that I loved. And I showed her The Running Man and she did not like it.
Oh, that's a shame. Well, let me see if I still have.
Hey, Killian. Here is Sub-Zero. Now, Plane Zero.
One of the greatest lines of all time. Doesn't make any sense.
Oh, my favorite line from that movie is, I'll tell you what I think of it. I live to see you eat that contract, and I hope you leave enough room for my fist because I'm going to ram it into your stomach and break your goddamn spine. Yeah!
There's so many great one-liners. It's just, I love everything about it.
That might be, God, I feel like it's that and Predator are his top one-liner movies.
Well, Commando.
Oh, fuck, yeah, Commando, too.
Commando's, like, in a different league. I can't search like, my topic. Commando is, like, the perfect action movie.
Yeah, it really is. It really is.
Unfortunately, did not come out this year.
I know. I looked that up, too. my number one banger for 91... Terminator 2.
Yeah.
Of course. Directed by old Jimmy Cameron. Yep. 93% from the critics, 95% from the audience. Kind of revolutionized special effects in action movies. Schwarzenegger clearly was a huge star. This made him like a multi millionaire worldwide phenomenon. Linda Hamilton,
Robert Patrick. So good. God.
He did a really great interview on Michael Rosenbaum's podcast that if you love Robert Patrick, which I do, and I know you do too,
same.
Check it out. It is a great interview. And he just talks about, you know, coming up as a character actor and being an athlete. And it's really, really good.
He was great in Peacemaker recently.
So good. So good. And on The Sopranos, and he played, you know, the degenerate gambler
with
the sporting goods store. Yeah. Was it in the first season or the second season where Richie Aprile comes in?
It had to have been at least the second.
Yeah. Because then he's like, he's owing Richie Aprile all this money and he's just this like degenerate gambler. And then he gets in with Tony and he's great. Oh, and Copland too. If you've never seen Copland.
I still haven't. I heard good things.
Ooh, that is a great, great movie. Also on HBO Max. Check it out. With Ray Liotta, RIP. Got Stallone, got De Niro, got Harvey Keitel. Directed by, God, what's his name? Who directed Logan? And he's directing the new Indiana Jones movie.
Oh, my God.
I have his name. It's like on the tip of my tongue. People listening are going, it's this.
Oh, Mangold. James Mangold.
James Mangold. That's it.
Yeah. Also great.
Yeah. Great, great, great movie. What's your number one?
Well, bet? I still have two left.
Oh, what are your two?
Well, June 12th, Predator.
Of course.
80% from the critics, 87 from the audience, directed by John McTiernan. Starring Arnold, of course, Carl Weathers, Jesse Ventura, Bill Duke. Oh, my God. So good.
The best.
I am a sexual Tyrannosaurus.
That's why, I mean, that's why we did it as one of our milestone episodes, because it will go down as one of the best action movies ever. And I feel like Predator is definitely somewhere in my list. I don't know if it's top 10 or top 15, top 20. It's definitely in there.
Yeah, it's. I think it's top 5 for me. It's probably around the 3 spot.
Mm-hmm. Oh, for sure. For sure.
Aliens is number 2 for me, and then we all know
who number
1 is.
Mm.
Which is also number 1 on this list. It's RoboCop. I mean.
Of course.
Of course. July 17th, 91 for the critics, 84 from the audience, directed by Paul Verhoeven, starring Peter Weller, Nancy Allen, Ronnie Cox, Kurtwood Smith. Oh, I love everything about this movie.
I need to watch it. It's been a minute since I've seen it. I own it. It's somewhere in my closet here.
Same.
It's
so good. Still has the most impactful scene ever. Ed 209 in the boardroom. Poor kitty.
I know, kitty. Poor bastard. I would have just like, I don't know. What could he have just ran out of the courtroom? I mean, the boardroom.
I don't know. That's what's so great about it. It's just, I wrote a whole thing on our Swedish friend's website about how it's the most terrifying scene to me, because it's just you're in this just boring run of the mill situation that everyone's been in, just in a work meeting, and then all of a sudden you're just like, you're having a countdown to your death, and like no one can do anything about it. Like, there's just slow and unstoppable, and he knows it's coming, and there's nothing anyone can do. Like, the scientists are freaking out. All his workmates are just like, get away from me. Like,
oh, God, yeah. They're like, fuck it, I don't want to die.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm thinking the people, he's like probably saying, like, you had dinner at my house last week, and you're like pushing me to my death? Like, what the fuck?
Yeah. It's just so awful and brutal with the ridiculous amount of squibs, and also the fact that the director's cut is just like 40 seconds more of the movie, and most of that's just him getting eviscerated.
but
it's so good.
It's for a really good purpose too. Of course. Like, that's the thing with Verhoeven's early movies. They serve a bigger purpose, and they're so smart, and people just see them at their surface level. But if they really dove into them like we have, and a lot of people have, you know,
because a lot of people just think it's shock value. You know, he's just being over the top and trying to be provocative, but no, it's because that should be awful when someone gets blown away by, by a giant robot.
It
should be horrible and upsetting and over. Mm-hmm. Like, it shouldn't be, you know, your John Wayne's Walker Texas Rangers where you just get shot and fall down. Like, that's not what happens when you get shot with a bullet. It's actually pretty
especially
horrific.
with a giant machine gun from a robot.
Oh, and Ed 209 is just so great. That stop motion is unsettling to me and always will be.
Yeah.
Like, just like the little things in that movie, like when it's trying to go down the stairs and like it ends up falling and it just squeals like a wounded animal. It's just a horrible noise. Like, why did they do that? But it's perfect. Like, who thought of that?
It's
almost like a Verhoeven slash cat. Like, just this horrible wailing noise of it on its back.
So unsettling.
Yeah, it's great. Oh my god.
I have a couple of honorable mention years if you want to hear them.
Yeah, please.
One, 1986, which the top banger from that year was Aliens, of course.
Yes.
And then but also in 1986, Top Gun.
Oh.
Highlander. Oh. Raw Deal with Schwarzenegger. Iron Eagle. I don't know if you ever saw that one with Louis Gossett Jr. It's about a kid who's really good at video games, and then they recruit him to like fly planes in the military.
Oh, like a little Last Starfighter.
And Big Trouble in Little China. And Cobra.
Cobretti. I love Cobra so much.
And then my other one is actually 1985, which is Commando, Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome. Goonies. I don't know if it's an action movie, but I just love the Goonies. Rambo First Blood Part 2. Back to the Future. Police Story, which was one of Jackie Chan's like huge big movies.
Yeah.
And Rocky 4.
Wow. Rocky IV is the Dolph Lundgren one, right?
Yep.
I love that movie.
Could change, and you could change, everybody could change.
I just love the way they hit each other. It's so ridiculous. Like, one of those punches would kill a man, and they're just trading him. Like, not even trying to block, just back and forth. It's so great.
He's like a piece of iron. But, I mean, this was a short little quick fun one. That's it on my end.
Yeah, I didn't really have any honorable mentions. You kind of touched on them, like your aliens and commandos and all that. And what was it, 1999?
Yeah, it was Matrix, Fight Club. They're not action movies, but Being John Malkovich, Magnolia. So many great movies came out that year.
Yeah. That list goes on and on. I can't remember off the top of my head. I'm just always surprised when I see it. I'm like, wait, what? That too?
And
that?
Yeah. And that? Oh, and yeah. That? But that's about it. Anything else you want to add?
Oh, no. I think that's about all I got. I'm always happy anytime I can talk a little bit about RoboCop.
Anytime. Yeah, I like doing these more kind of freeform ones, too. I know we keep saying we need to do more of fun, but yeah, if there's any topics that you guys want us to discuss, any ideas that you have, what your favorite year is, let us know.
Yeah, did we miss something? Are we omitting something very obvious?
I don't think so. I think we touched on some good ones.
Yeah, I think we got the biggest ones,
honestly. Mm-hmm. Totally. Oh, for sure, 100%.
Well, won't you hit us where you can find us?
You can find us at www.actionmoviebookclub.com. You could also find us on Twitter at ActionMovieBC or on Instagram at ActionMovieBookClub. Hit us up on there if you have any questions, comments, concerns, what your favorite year of action movies is, any other topics that you'd like us to discuss. Also, we're going to pop this vid up on YouTube, on our YouTube page. Check us out on there. Give us a like and a subscribe. Tell all your friends, your family, your next door neighbor, give us a like and subscribe. Get us boosted in that algorithm and in more ear holes.
That's great. At a pace I'm happy with at the moment. Since we just started really using it about a month or so ago.
I feel pretty good about that. It's up. It's going. It's going, baby.
We cracked triple digits on the subscribers maybe like a week or so ago. And it was because I made a proclamation in a group chat. I was like, if we needed like four more subscribers. I'm like, if you can get us to 100 within the hour, I'll do something. And I didn't say what it was. I just said, I'll do something. And it happened immediately. So then I had to do something, which was probably the most embarrassing beer shotgun of all time. I did it. I'm a man of my word. Out on
I'm a man
Twitter,
of my word.
Yeah, it was really bad. It took forever. It's just half of it's just me like yelling at an inanimate object because I couldn't get it to work. The tab spun on me, and I'm like sitting there, oh, God damn it, mother.
Well, hopefully we could get some more subscribers soon, and maybe I'll do a beer shotgun or something.
I'll embarrass myself at any time to get those numbers up.
Let's get these numbers up, baby.
I have no shame.
But anything else?
Next week coming up, I believe we will finally have our good friend Cam Sully from the Jacked Up Review podcast to do
Enemy. Doing Enemy of the State.
Yeah, I've now rented it like 3 times because I keep watching. Yeah. I should have just bought it, but... Here we are.
This is where we are.
I'm still enjoying it, though. Kind of a good movie.
Yeah, I mean, speaking of Tony Scott, another Tony Scott movie.
I believe that was 99 as well.
Oh, yeah. You know, Will Smith, Gene Hackman.
Hackman's great.
Jack Black, Seth Green.
There's so many little characters in that. Yeah, those two, Barry Pepper, there's so many different...
Scott Conn, Jake Busey.
Yeah, Busey, exactly. They're just like tiny little parts.
Jamie Kennedy.
Yeah, yes. And they're all... Most of those are like the nerd, like computer guys.
But IT then, guys.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But then you get your Scott Conns and your Jake Buseys. Well, I always love Barry Pepper.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever happened to Barry Pepper?
I think he does a lot of like random character roles here and there and straight to DVD movies. It's a shame. I think
he was great in Saving Private Ryan.
Oh, so good. Yeah. But that's about it. Anything else?
Oh, this was fun. Why don't you?
This is so good.
Take us out.
Happy trails, Hans.